welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and we have a coach and a player for you on this week's agenda. But before we get to the interviews, we have some major news from the BCHL coaching ranks. The Powell River Kings made a move this week that sent ripples across the BCHL when they opted to relieve longtime head coach Kent Lewis of his duties. Lewis has served two different stints as the Kings bench boss, originally from 1990 to 1998, and then from 2007 up to this current season. He reached his 500th BCHL win back in 2011 and went to four straight Fred Page Cup BCHL finals from 2009 to 2012. In the meantime, Kings assistant coach Brock Sawyer has been handed the Kings coaching reins on an interim basis. Staying with coaches in the BCHL, our first interview is with another veteran in the coaching game, and that's the West Kelowna Warriors' Ryland Furster. Having been a head coach in Salmon Arm as well as in Victoria, Furster is as experienced in the league as anyone. We caught up with him just before practice this week in West Kelowna and talked preparation and touched on the mental side of the game with Bell Let's Talk Day having just taken place this week.
Still, you know, the usual, to be perfectly honest with you, Brad, just trying to fine-tune stuff and, you know, get better in some areas that we need to.
Anything specific? Is it a special teams thing? Is it a forecheck, a breakout kind of system stuff, or just general maintenance?
Well, it's funny. I'm looking at it right now, and it's got some forecheck in it. It's got some breakouts in it. It's got some neutral zone stuff in it, and it's got some special teams in it. So to answer your question, I guess we're going to touch on a little bit of everything.
Yeah, well, covering all the bases, it sounds like. I wanted to go back a couple of weeks a little bit, and actually yesterday as well was Bell Talk Today, and a couple of weeks ago, a couple of your players were featured on Hockey Day in Canada for the mental health battle that they've kind of gone through a little bit, and their names are Cole Demers, and who's a goalie for you, and Lucas Cullen, who's a forward. I just wanted to sort of pick your brain a little bit as a hockey coach, how you kind of straddle the line between being supportive and empathetic to what maybe some guys are going through as young players in junior hockey, maybe away from home, and also, you know, the best interests of the club when it's your job as a hockey coach and your job on the line to put the best players on the ice. How do you kind of straddle between, you know, being empathetic to what a player may be going through and trying to do what's best for the team?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, before we're hockey players, we're people, you know, so you have to deal with it, you know, that way. Meaning that, you know, you have to be a good listener and you have to try to, you know, look for signs maybe in some people. And again, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. I have been fortunate, though, in Kelowna here, they've opened up a new place called The Foundry, and it's outstanding, and a little bit closer to it, my girlfriend is a fundraiser for it, so I've been able to learn a little bit more about mental health and some of the issues that these young guys go through, or young people, being at a few fundraising events and having listening to some stories. So again, I'm not an expert by any means, but I, you know, to summarize it, you have to be a good listener, I think, first. Yeah, just, you know, people just want to talk about it. Thus, you know, it's the Bell Talk Media Day there. So again, you have to be a good listener, I think.
Is that something that's changed a lot in your days as a hockey coach? You've been in the BCHL for quite a few years now. Just the psychological side of things that used to maybe not get so much attention?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, you know, players are changing. Players are so good now and take such good care of themselves in every way. And obviously with social media and the internet, you're always being educated or trying to educate yourself more. And yeah, it has changed a lot over the years. The scope of your job now has become so much more. And again, it's great that people are finally, you know, talking about a real serious issue.
Yeah, I appreciate you chatting with us a bit about it. We'll get back into some nuts and bolts hockey type stuff. Going back earlier this month, you were able to pick up a player that's a veteran in the league and have been a captain with his previous team, and that's Ryan Steele, who came to you from the Alberni Valley Bulldogs. He's had a couple real nice games, had a hat trick recently. What's he fit in like? What's he been like in your room and for your club?
Well, obviously adding a captain to your two-year room is great. A guy who's been a leader somewhere else and, you know, not afraid to speak up and, you know, be a voice in the room. So that, and I think anyone will tell you, leadership is such a huge thing come playoff time. Excuse me, an older guy being able to, you know, not get rattled and settle the room down. And then as a player, I mean, it's been great because I think, again, people know what playoff-type players are like, and I think that's what he's really brought to our team so far. I mean, you know, the grittiness, the work ethic, the willing to go into the battles, and I think as people, you know, as most people know, I mean, come playoff time, you know, the ice becomes smaller and the battles become bigger and the scores are less and it's harder to find good ice. And so, you know, when you say playoff type guys, I think that's exactly what he is. I mean, you know, do you look at a guy who scored 50 goals? No. But you look at a guy who plays the right way. And I think most coaches, you know, will probably agree with me when, you know, you can never have enough of those playoff guys. And I think most guys know what exactly what I mean when I say that. So, he's been that for us so far.
Another guy I wanted to talk about, and speaking of playoff guys, as a rookie, he went with you all the way to the RBC Cup title a couple of seasons ago. He's a guy that I've always had my eye on. I've always been impressed when I watch him play, and that's Jake Harrison, who's a defenseman for you. He's been with you for, I think, three full seasons now, and he committed this year to Michigan Tech, a guy that's been under your tutelage the whole time. So was that especially gratifying to see Jake make that commitment to school, and where's his game at right now?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously he deserves it. I think he's, you know, one of the best young defensemen in our league. Plays the right way, plays hard, and again, to have him as a 16-year-old and, you know, to still have him, it's been nice to watch his development as a player and as a person. I mean, he's turned into a leader now. Obviously on that team a few years ago, he's a young 16-year-old and, you know, probably didn't say a whole lot in that room. We had quite an old team that year. We had 11 19-year-olds and 6 20-year-olds. So to see him, you know, to see his game evolve and him as a person has been real nice. And again, his leadership here down the stretch, and, you know, and obviously our battles here down the stretch here, I think, will be key for us as well.
One of your battles this weekend, you're at Salmon Arm Friday night. That's the place where you and I got to know each other first, and that's a club that started a bit slowly, but they're hot right now. You've been able to watch what they've been doing, or focus more on yourself when you go into a game against them, because they're on a bit of a streak right now.
Yeah, it's a special place, of course, Salmon Arm. Yeah, I'd forgotten that. That's where you and I first hooked up. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great hockey town, and I think those guys have done a real good job. You know, obviously their staff, I mean, you know, being new to the league this year probably took them a little bit to kind of get going. But yeah, they're certainly firing on all cylinders at the right time of year. I think they've won 6 in a row there, and, you know, watched, you know, a couple of games of them on, you know, on tape here, but, you know, you have to clean up your own game first. Again, you can't, you know, totally reinvent the wheel every time you play somebody. And, you know, they're playing fast. They're playing hard. They're obviously getting real good goaltending right now, and the results are there. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll have our hands full.
That was West Kelowna Warriors head coach Ryland Furster. To our player interview now on the BCHL Player of the Week. Tanner Campbell of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks earned his first ever POW honors after racking up 4 goals and 4 assists in 3 wins for the suddenly red-hot Silverbacks. Campbell was named first star in 2 of the games and third star in the other. We started off speaking with the Kelowna native about what was working so well for him this week and which of his teammates can take some of the credit.
Well, there's a few of them. I was playing with Brandon Whistle, Julian Timba, and Dimitri Cambites. I was playing in the middle, and so a couple of those guys have played on my line the last couple of games. But I think we're just moving our feet a lot, and we kept the puck moving pretty quick. We're holding on to it, protecting it, and, you know, when you do that, things seem to open up. So it was a good week, and hopefully we can keep that going here going forward.
Yeah, and so you're in your fourth season in the BCHL, and you've played for a few different franchises, you know, West Kelowna, Chilliwack, and Prince George, and now Salmon Arm. Do you think, you know, the fact that you have moved around a little bit and have had to adjust to new teammates and new line mates in the past has been something that's worked in your favor in terms of, you know, when things get mixed up on you, you're able to often adjust to people you're playing with?
I think think so. Like you said, I have played for quite a few teams, so I've kind of experienced it all in a different way, even playing close to home, playing away from home. But being able to adapt to new faces every year has, I think, benefited me. So, I enjoy the opportunity of being able to play with new guys and trying to find a chemistry there. And, with those three guys I mentioned, we had a good week. And, like I said, yeah, just hopefully we can keep that going, and it's not just a one-week thing here. We're on a bit of a roll here with the last couple games we've won, so got to keep it going.
Hockey players aren't necessarily always very good at this, but how would you describe yourself as a player, and do you think you could highlight, you know, what the strength of your game is, what makes you effective when things are going well?
I think when I'm playing my best hockey, I'm keeping my feet moving. I don't necessarily think that's my best skill. I think my best skill is probably my ability to see the ice and make plays. But when I stand still too much and my feet aren't moving, I'm less effective than when I keep them going. But I'd say probably my ability to make plays is my biggest skill.
You mentioned just a minute ago how well things are going for you and the Salmon Arm Silverbacks right now. I think 8-2-1, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head, for the month of January, which is just drawing to a close. So as a team, what has kind of clicked into place? It hasn't been a bad season by any stretch, but certainly going better the last month than it did the few months before that.
Yeah, for sure. We had a bit of a slow start this year, and we've kind of hit our peaks and our valleys, and there's been a couple times where we thought we're gonna tip over the peak and kind of keep rolling that, and then we'd follow it with a little bit of a slump. But things have been going really well lately. I think we've obviously made some moves, some trades, and brought a lot of key pieces in, and we embody this Wolfpack culture here, so everyone's got each other's back. And I think with these new pieces that we've added, we've just kind of seemed to mesh in the team more, and we have the group going forward that I think we've wanted to from the start of the year.
Talking with Tanner Campbell from the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. Tanner, you know, Salmon Arm's been in the news quite a bit lately, obviously with the amount of winning you've been doing lately, yourself being the player of the week, and I wanted to ask you about one of your teammates that's also in his first year with the team, and he just got a scholarship to Western Michigan. Maybe you could talk about your teammate and tell us who it is that just committed to school.
So not only my teammate, but also my roommate, Rhett Kingston. He just committed to Western Michigan. He's having one heck of a season, actually. In my 4 years, he's probably the fastest. I'd just say the best skater I've ever played with. I've never seen someone kind of rip around the ice so effortlessly. But his speed kind of separates him from a lot of other players. So he's having a great year, and he's been rewarded because of that.
One of the there's a couple of new faces behind the bench this year in terms of coaching, with Scott Atkinson being his first year as a head coach in Salmon Arm, and David Killip, who's a former Silverbacks captain, played at Western Michigan, and I'm sure had a big hand in Rhett Kingston's commitment. But what's it been like getting to know both of those guys as coaches this year?
It's been awesome. I think the most important thing is communication. So both of them, and even our trainer, Brett Knowles, and our other assistant coach, Brooks Christensen, they're all extremely good communicators. So if you want feedback, they'll have it for you. And I think that's the biggest thing in becoming a better player is getting that feedback and, you know, good communication both ways. So for me, that's one thing I've noticed with all of them, is they're great communicators, and I think that's benefited our team a lot this year.
Tanner, there's just a month left to the regular season, and as you mentioned earlier in the interview, it was a bit of a slow start, but you guys kind of feel right now as a group that you're starting to find the game that you want to have with the playoffs and, you know, down the stretch towards the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we kind of have this group that we've wanted all year, and everybody's kind of stepping up and chipping in their own way. We've got a pretty deep team here, so we feel like we can roll four lines, you know, 62 goalies, and doesn't matter who's out there, we're kind of all on the same page, and we have this style of play that we want to replicate. So we're playing with confidence right now, and I think it's translating into our on-ice success for sure.
That's Salmon Arm Silverbacks forward Tanner Campbell, who is this week's BCHL Player of the Week. That will do it for the BCHL podcast. For all the latest from the BCHL, stop by the league website at bchl.ca, follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live, and on Instagram at RealBCHL. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.